Thank you, Mr. Rosen. I think that's a very pragmatic way forward. Are there any other comments on this, or we can move on to the minimum information on the plate? Okay, moving on. This is going to be a bit difficult to read, so I apologize, but I'll try to give it a go. Minimum information on the plate, square brackets, the Urvis identifier, inverted commas, Urvis identifier, a number of X's. I don't know how it, well, obviously they're the numbers that are the 16 digits that are in the Urvis identifier. Then visualization, I think it's missing there an option one, it should say. On there, and then the image of the Urvis identifier. Then there is possible additional wording, option one, Urvis identifier and detailed marking in English language, which includes clarification text, e.g. issued by or under the authority of the International Registry for Railway Rolling Stock, according to the Luxembourg Protocol to the Cape Town Convention on International Interests in Mobile Equipment. And then optional, manufacturer's name, serial number, other information. Then under that, visualization, and I think this should say option two rather than option one. There is the image. I won't go through that. If you can just scroll down a bit more, Jana, thank you. And then option two, Urvis identifier and detailed marking of option one in the following languages, English, French, Russian. The floor is open for comments, Mr. Chair, if that's okay with you. And Mr. Potenza has asked for the floor. Thank you.